Greetings, pilgrims journeying through James together. Welcome to episode one of our Journey Through James excursion, JTJ, Journey Through James. It's July 20th. It's Pastor Bob, and we're ready to begin another new daily devotional series. This is just a two-week immersion into the book of James. We're going to go a little deeper, bite off smaller chunks of text, and spend a little more time with each one of them. James has so much to teach us about how to live the Christian life according to the way of Jesus. James, of course, the author of this book, is commonly believed to be the brother of Jesus, stepbrother, half-brother, however you want to view that relationship. But he was not a disciple until after the resurrection. He was not the apostle James, not the brother of John, not the son of Zebedee, not the other James who was an apostle. This is Jesus's brother who didn't convert until afterwards, after the resurrection, when truly that's when we all converted, isn't it? The resurrection converts us to who Jesus is. This particular book, by the way, barely made it into the Bible, many believe. Martin Luther was vehemently against this book being in the final cut, the final version. But many, like myself, find it extremely useful. Now, it's not a book that's going to teach us about Jesus. I don't think he's mentioned. It's not evangelical, trying to convert us from one thing to another. This is James writing to his church and the Jewish converts to Jesus, his church in Jerusalem and the other Jewish converts, explaining to them this new way of life, this new moral map that God has given them, this new kind of wisdom for the church that's so different than what they were practicing before. So it's a short book. It's very direct and specific, and it'll hit you right in the heart and doesn't leave much wiggle room at all, which is the beauty of it, of course. So how it's going to work is we're going to read through each little section each day twice. We're going to read through it once just to listen and put ourselves into the words, make the story ours, and then we'll read it again so that you can listen for God speaking to you. What is God's word for you in this? This is kind of a version of Lectio Divina, or sacred reading, or sacred listening. And it's just a modified version of that. So we'll read each day. We'll read the selection twice. The selections will be fairly short, some longer than others, but all of them fairly short. Today we'll read chapter 1, verses 1 through 8, as we covered in the little message yesterday in the Sunday service. It's that same selection. I'll read it through twice, and then we'll leave that for you to absorb in your heart, and we'll end with a benediction devotion from Sarah Young's Jesus Calling, right? Which is our tradition to do. Welcome to all the new folks out there and all the repeat offenders who are joining us for this trip. I'm ready to go. I hope you are. You can tell the monks are, right? You can already hear them. The votive candle is, oh, it's just beautiful. It's mint green and just ready, a nice soft flame, almost stable. And of course, the tea. The three ginger tea today with a little bit of Fairlife milk. So smooth. A couple housekeeping announcements. These will be daily readings. You'll get one each day in an email from me. The link in the email, not the actual recording that comes in the email, but the link to our website will just be to our website in general this time. And you can find each day's devotion on the menu under Daily Devotion. So it won't be a link directly to this specific day's recording, but it will be a link to the website where you'll find this day's recording on the menu under Daily Devotion. Feel free to share this with friends, forward it around, or send them to our website and get more people involved. And speaking of involvement, on Wednesday nights, we're going to have a Zoom meeting, and I'll email you that link every Wednesday, and Bruce Condell will be facilitating a deeper discussion about the book of James and the texts that we have covered. And that's always an amazing spiritual time together. I encourage you to come, and even if you just listen in, you'll get a lot out of that. I promise you. Okay, we are ready to begin this letter of James. 5 chapters, 2 weeks. Today, chapter 1, verses 1 through 8. Open your hearts, take off your baggage, listen to these words that are meant for you today. James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes in the dispersion, greetings. My brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of any kind, consider it nothing but joy, because you know that the testing of your faith produces endurance. And let endurance have its full effect, so that you may be mature and complete, lacking in nothing. If any of you is lacking in wisdom, ask God, who gives to all generously and ungrudgingly, and it will be given you. But ask in faith, never doubting. For the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea, driven and tossed by the wind. For the doubter, being double-minded and unstable in every way, must not expect to receive anything from the Lord. Amen. Now our second reading, because we know within these words, these living words, that God has a message for you. It's just for you. No one else can give it to you or say it to you. It's between you and God. So reach out your heart to God right now and ask Him to be with you, be present with you, to speak to you in a way that you can hear and understand, to show you signs that will help clarify the meaning of these words for you today. Go ahead, let's do that now. Holy God, clear us of all the things that might get in the way of us hearing your message today, of anything that could separate ourselves from the message you have for us. Open our doors as wide as possible and enter in and sit with us and clarify and describe these words to us as we hear them. James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes in the dispersion, greetings. My brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of any kind, consider it nothing but joy, because you know that the testing of your faith produces endurance. And let endurance have its full effect, so that you may be mature and complete, lacking in nothing. If any of you is lacking in wisdom, ask God, who gives to all generously and ungrudgingly, and it will be given you. But ask in faith, never doubting. For the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea, driven and tossed by the wind. For for the doubter, being double-minded and unstable in every way, must not expect to receive anything from the Lord. And we'll close today with the benediction devotion from Sarah Young's Jesus Calling for July 20th. Here Jesus has some very specific words for you. Listen to what he says. Seek my face, and you will find all that you have longed for. The deepest yearnings of your heart are for intimacy with me. I know, because I designed you to desire me. Do not feel guilty about taking time to be still in my presence. You are simply responding to the tugs of divinity within you. I made you in my image, and I hid heaven in your heart. Your yearnings for me is a form of homesickness, longing for your true home in heaven. Do not be afraid to be different from other people. The path I have called you to travel is exquisitely right for you. The more closely you follow my leading, the more fully I can develop your gifts. To follow me wholeheartedly, you must relinquish your desire to please other people. However, your closeness to me will bless others by enabling you to shine brightly in this dark world. Amen. Loved that line, didn't you? I made you in my image, and I hid heaven in your heart. Amazing. Well, I hope you'll use the James verses today throughout the day. Listen to them again. Read them in your own translations. Really let these words be your North Star, your guidepost today as you walk with Jesus. And until tomorrow, this is Pastor Bob. And may God shine brightly on your life.